If even this stranger had smiled and been good-humoured to me when I addressed him, if he had put off my offer of assistance gaily and with thanks, I should have gone on my way and not felt any vocation to renew inquiries. But the frown, the roughness of the traveller set me at my ease. I retained my station when he waved me to go and announced, "I cannot think of leaving you, sir, at so late an hour in this solitary lane, till I see you are fit to mount your horse." He looked at me when I said this. He had hardly turned his eyes in my direction before.
"I should think you ought to be at home yourself," said he, "if you have a home in this neighbourhood. Where do you come from?"
"From just below, and I'm not at all afraid of being out late when it is moonlight. I will run over to Hay for you with pleasure if you wish it. Indeed, I'm going there to post a letter."
"You live just below? Do you mean at that house with the battlements?" pointing to Thornfield Hall, on which the moon cast a hoary gleam, bringing it out distinct and pale from the woods that, by contrast with the western sky, now seemed one mass of shadow.
"Yes, sir."
"Whose house is it?"
"Mr. Rochester's."
"Do you know Mr. Rochester?"
"No, I have never seen him."
"He is not resident, then?"
"No."
"Can you tell me where he is?"
"I cannot."
"You are not a servant at the Hall, of course. You are..."
He stopped, ran his eye over my dress, which, as usual, was quite simple. A black merino cloak, a black beaver bonnet, neither of them half fine enough for a lady's maid. He seemed puzzled to decide what I was. I helped him. "I am the governess."
"Ah, the governess," he repeated. "Deuce take me if I had not forgotten, the governess."
And again my raiment underwent scrutiny. In 2 minutes he rose from the stile. His face expressed pain when he tried to move.
"I cannot commission you to fetch help," he said, "but you may help me a little yourself if you will be so kind."
"Yes, sir."
"You have not an umbrella that I can use as a stick?"
"No."
"Try and get hold of my horse's bridle and lead him to me. You are not afraid?"
I should have been afraid to touch a horse when alone, but when told to do it, I was disposed to obey.